This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would work toward providing families of victims of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows long-standing criticism from relatives of those killed, accusing the United States government of withholding crucial details from them. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at a September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks that killed thousands of Americans. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the attackers, but have not established that the Saudi government was directly involved. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. A senior U.S. official said before the call that Washington was planning to send more COVID-19 vaccines to Mexico, potentially from multiple manufacturers, including Moderna and AstraZeneca. The official says the United States has already given a few million vaccine doses to Mexico and would be sharing more with it than with any other country, reflecting the importance attached to the U.S.-Mexico bilateral relationship. You can find this more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app, VOA News. After weeks of delay, the U.S. Senate is on track to approve a $1 trillion infrastructure plan designed to improve roads, bridges, provide more communities with broadband internet, and repair water pipes and other public works systems that cities and states often cannot afford on their own. A final Senate vote is expected on Tuesday, after which the legislation will be sent to the U.S. House of Representatives. A bipartisan group of some 70 senators are expected to pass the measure, although not all Republicans are on board. A Republican senator from Tennessee is refusing to yield hours of required debate time in an effort to slow the approval process for one of President Joe Biden's top priorities. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country, dealing with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row. That's up 35% over the past week. This according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40% and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 cases on Sunday. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is also rising across the country. That's a trend health experts attribute to the Delta variant being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain was. Greece's prime minister apologized Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze is on Evia, the second biggest Greek island, located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people. And there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make a public apology and promised that mistakes would be identified and fixed. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.